listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. The state government is today announcing more cops for Queensland's frontline. Premier Stephen Miles says the Queensland Police Service will gain an additional 900 personnel, with 500 of those being sworn officers. He says, though, they haven't been allocated to specific police regions just yet.
It'll be based on population as well as crime statistics.
Local mine workers are having to add an hour or more to their work commute as the Peak Downs Highway near Cable Ridge Mine remains closed. Detours are in place via Dysart Claremont Road, but it is unknown when the vital repairs will be made to reopen the highway. The Caterpillar 793, floating a mining excavator, ploughed into an area that's part of the Peak Downs Highway that runs over Hall Road. The incident happened on Saturday after 5 p.m. and Resources Safety and Health Queensland is investigating the incident. And the supermarket pricing hearings are wrapped up in regional Queensland for now. The government committee tasked with finding out if Queenslanders are getting a fair deal has wrapped up after two hearings in the Far North and Bundy. Committee Chair Tom Smith says they'll try to have another hearing in the regions, but the focus is now on making sure farmers statewide can submit anonymously to the Brisbane hearings.
That confidential submission, that's something that's very, very important. So where we can, we absolutely will. But even though there may be two hearings to go in Brisbane, there's still that opportunity to hear from farmers from right across the region.
Taking a look at local sport. Heading into round 7 this weekend in the QRL, and the Mackay Cutters coach Michael Comerford is feeling pretty confident for the team. Taking on the South Logan Magpies this weekend, coach Comerford says it's a wait and see game to see who they are up against, with the Magpies having some Broncos affiliated players.
I think a trial on defence probably needs a bit of work. You look at the tries Wyndham scored last week. You know, way too easy for Corey Pakes going over for 2 from dummy half from close range. So, you know, that's something we've definitely got to address. And